morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Forgot about that lady. Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. Happy Monday, I guess. And so, you know, it's all in the way we perceive things. So, you know what? Let's perceive happy Monday, okay? I want you to visualize that right now. Let's just visualize happy Monday, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to, everybody knows the little yellow smiley face, okay? You know that little yellow smiley face? Okay, I want everybody to put that yellow smiley face on your face, okay? Come on, you can smile, come on. All right, there we go, good job, all right. Happy Monday. And you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, actually, right now. And so my name is Michael, just in case you don't know who I am. And maybe you're here for the very first time. And if you are, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. We were actually on air yesterday. If you were not able to be with us, you can always listen to that show archive. You can listen to any show on Spiritual Talk Radio. If you've missed any, you can listen to them all archived. And you can catch up with us. We've been on air for a while. I think we actually started Spiritual Talk Radio last November. And so we've been on for a little bit, and so you can catch up. There have been some awesome shows here, you know, even if I do say so myself. I've had some really wonderful guests, and we're looking forward to the future and the very bright future for Spiritual Talk Radio and for you. And so we're always looking forward to that. And, you know, I woke up this morning. I just woke up this morning just bubbling, actually, and amazed that I was bubbly. Didn't get much sleep last night. My mom had some issues last night, and my dad's not feeling well, so it was up to me to keep things in order a little bit last night. And so I didn't get too much sleep last night. But, you know, again, it was all in our perception. So instead of looking at it as a negative, I looked at it as a positive, and I was on Twitter, and I was just tweeting away and staying as positive as possible. And, you know, when we're faced with situations, you know, they come up. You know, life is life, and we never know what life is going to deal us. But, you know, it's all in the way we look at those cards that were dealt, you know. And so, you know, we just have to be more positive, or at least try to be that way. Okay, let's go ahead and actually, let me go ahead and find a song here really quick. And let's go ahead and actually play. I had a song, but let's, you know, while I'm doing that, let's go ahead and just pull the card for the show. And Archangel Raphael Healing Deck is where my card comes from for today. And on the top of the card, it says Home Help. And Archangel Raphael, just to give you a little bit of information, in case you don't know who Archangel Raphael is, Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. Wants to heal everything in your life, emotionally, physically, whatever those needs might be. So Archangel Raphael comes in here today and talks about home help. And on the bottom of the card, it says, Dear God and Archangel Raphael, thank you for giving me the courage to ask for and accept help from you, the angels and others, in matters regarding my family and home. And I believe that it is a fitting card considering what was going on with me last night. And that's what I did last night, actually. When all the chaos was going on, instead of being overwhelmed by the chaos like I used to be, I just said, you know what? Nah, not this time. I'm not going to go down that road this time. And so I started praying. I started saying, hey, you know what? Angels, come on and help me. You know, you said that if I ask, I shall receive. And so I need some help tonight. You know, and as soon as I started praying, as soon as I started focusing on calm, I just kept saying that. I see calm. I see peace. I see calm. I see peace. I kept saying that over and over and over. And all of a sudden, there was quiet. And so I appreciate Archangel Raphael helping me last night. And so, you know, maybe you're facing a situation in your own life right now. I have a friend right now that is facing some issues with their mother. And so, you know, maybe something's going on in your home right now, maybe with your family, that you just need some assistance with. So ask today. You know, we have not because we ask not. You know, and so let's ask. Okay? And remember this. It is not always in our timing, but it's always in divine timing. You know, that's one thing that I had a really hard lesson with as I started this spiritual journey. I had a really hard lesson on, you know, timing. You know, we live in a society that we want instant. We want it right now. And that's just not how spirit works all the time. You know, spirit, you know, the one that I've learned about spirit in my journey is that, you know, spirit knows what's best for me. You know, yeah, maybe I would love to have millions of dollars, but maybe that is not for my higher good. Maybe that would really change me and not in a positive way. You know, spirit knows what is good for us. You know, maybe I want a certain relationship, but maybe that certain relationship, that person, you know, maybe looks all really nice and charming right now, but deep down inside is a little monster. And would be really mean to me. Spirit knows what's best. You know, we got to trust spirit, okay? If you would like to be a part of this show, I will tell you there's several callers on my switchboard already. But if you would like to try to get in, it is 347-327-9316. It looks like at this moment in time I have about 9 callers on my switchboard. So I will try to get to you guys here in just a second, so bear with me. If you would like to get to my website, you can go to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. It is www.insightswithmichael.com, because that's what I try to do for you. I try to give you insight. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, okay? Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I just thank you for watching over us and helping us and just being there for us. You know, it's just awesome sometimes. You know, you just blow me away sometimes, Spirit, by the awesomeness of you. You know, just by what you do for me, unseen and seen. And man, you know, I just want to just thank you right now. You know, I want to thank you for what I'm feeling right now. I want to thank you for the peace that you gave me last night and in the midst of the storms of my life. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for my listeners that whatever storms they're facing right now, whatever is going on in their lives, that I just speak peace right now into their situations and into their hearts and into their lives. I speak peace right now into every situation that is going on our planet. And seen and unseen right now, there's stuff that we just don't even know about yet that is popping up. And right now, we just pray for peace in every situation. And Father, Mother, God, right now, as I get ready to become that mouthpiece for you, I just pray that you would just help me totally move out of the way and become that mouthpiece and speak through me today into the hearts and the lives of the listeners that are listening to me right now and listening to me archive later. Father, Mother, God, right now I just want to pray for my archive listeners, the people that can't call into this program for whatever reason, but they're faithful to this program and faithful to you, and they are awakening. And Father, Mother, God, just help them in that process. Help them in everything that they do, and let them know that even maybe they're in a dark place right now, that dark place isn't going to last forever. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that, and I thank you for them. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for the callers that have already called in and the ones that will call in. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you surround all of us with those angels around us and the white light, the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we're going to play a song. I finally found the song I want. Okay, we're going to play this song, and I want everybody to put a smile on your face, okay? Happy, happy Monday. We'll be right back taking your calls.
Everybody's got a smile when you feel like something's missing from your day to day. Just put a smile on your face, you're gonna chase those blues away.
I said your name right. Hi. Hello. Hello. Nobody can hear me. Hello.
I can hear you on the radio. You're good.
Let's go up to Keisha. Hi, Keisha. Hello? Oh, nobody's up there. Okay, let's try somebody else. I was just checking. Be sure you guys can hear me. All right. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. The call before you, I guess, just doesn't want to talk to me at the moment, but I'm want
no,
to talk
actually,
to you, so, yeah, go ahead.
You know what, she came on, and we could hear her, but you couldn't hear her.
Oh, okay, I couldn't hear her, I don't know what's going on with that, so, okay, but I'm glad I could hear you, how can I help?
I was just wondering if you have anything from my son, or just a general reading.
Okay, just give me your son's first initial, please.
Jay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, when I'm tapping into him, why would I feel very edgy? Why would I feel very nervous at the moment around him? Do you have any idea why would I feel that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just kind of how he was.
Yeah, because I just feel like that right now he's at a very important decision point in his life. Right now things could go either way for him, either positive or very negative. Does that make sense to you?
Well, he's not here anymore.
Oh, he's not here. Okay, he's not here. Okay. Well, then who am I picking up on? Because I'm picking up on, okay.
Mark.
Okay, okay, because I'm picking up on somebody here.
Mark, yeah,
okay.
That's Mark loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, cause I feel like that this, you know, the person, you know, that you wanted, your son, I feel like is really concerned. Would he be concerned about this person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, because I just feel like that's why he's bringing this up. Because this other person, Mark, is at a very fragile point right now. And I'm really concerned about him. Do you mind if we pray for Mark right now? Do you mind if we pray for him?
Nope, I do it all the time.
Okay, let's go ahead and pray for him, okay? I want everybody to focus on Mark, and I want you to send energy to him. He's at a really point that he needs some help and some angels to guide him, so let's go ahead and pray for Mark right now. Father, Mother, God, I just pray for Mark right now. I don't know this person, honestly, but we're all connected together. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I don't know the situation. I can sort of see what could be up ahead, and this is a potential I do not like. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for Mark that he would make better choices and better decisions. And Father, Mother, God, that you would just turn his life around right now. Whatever brought him to this place, I just pray right now that you would just remove some of these people that are around him that are not for his higher good, that you would just get him back on the right track here. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we call it done. As far as your son goes on the other side, I really feel like that he is really concerned about Mark. Also, he wants me to tell you that you're strong enough to get through this, okay? I don't know if that means anything to you, but he's telling me that. Now, when your son passed, was your son's passing quick? Because he's telling me it was quick. Was this quick? Okay.
Yep.
Very unexpected. Is this correct? Okay. He's wanted me to tell you that he's okay, and he did not feel that. Okay, he wants me to tell you that. I don't know if that means anything to you. He wants me to tell you that he didn't really feel what did this. Okay, does that make any sense to you? Because he's making a reference to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And he just also tells me that he's leaving dimes around. Are you finding dimes? Because he's telling me that there's dimes. Okay. Because and the reason I brought that up is so you would know. I try to get something evidential that will prove that, you know, I'm in contact with your sons, and he's telling me that you're finding dimes and in very interesting places at times. So, you know, it's like you find a dime and it shouldn't really be there. Does that make any sense to you? There's also something to do with like a washer. Why would he be showing me a washing machine?
I don't know.
Okay. You might just pay attention. Do you have a washer machine? Do you have a washer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might just pay attention to it. You might actually, because he's showing me something right now, you might go and look at the hose on that washing machine. Just to be sure that there's no cracks
no.
in that. Yeah.
Actually, that's part of Mark. His mom's house just flooded completely.
Oh, okay. That's Mark's stuff. Okay. All right. Because he's showing me something about a washing machine and stuff that was going on. Okay, all right. So I was just like, okay, I can be on off the location a little bit. But he was just showing that. And he sort of thinks it's a little funny for some reason. But you know, I hopefully I helped you today. And let me pull a card really quick for you, okay, before I let
you
go.
Thank you.
The miracle card comes from my Healing with the Angel deck. And even though you're going through some trials right now, I want to tell you something that I'm seeing for you, okay, to give you a little bit of hope ahead here, okay? I do feel like that Mark will get things turned around here, and these are his choices, his decisions, okay? But the one thing that I will tell you, I see for you this month, I really feel like you've been really in a depressed place, and I really feel like that you're coming out of that this month. I would feel like that by the time you reach mid-June here, You're coming out of this, okay? And you've been here for a while. This is just not something new. This has been here for a while. And I feel like a lot of it has to do still with your son's passing. You know, there's still a little bit of grief there and stuff like that that you're working through. I think we're always working through that. But there's a lot of miracles ahead for you. I definitely see something really awesome popping up here. I don't know what it is, but I do see something awesome popping up in here in about September for you. That's going to be really good. Something with your finances, something positive with your finances. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Appreciate you calling
in. You do the same.
All right. Let's go ahead and hopefully we can hear everybody else. Hi, Sandy. Appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help?
Hi. I was terminated from a freelance position.
Okay.
And I immediately tried to talk them into reconsidering. And then I also applied immediately at the competitor where I used to work for, and I'm waiting to hear back from someone to get hired.
He said
it's going to be happening.
You should hear from the place where you used to work. I'm going to go out on a huge limb here, and I'm going to say by the end of the week. I'm going to say by either Thursday or Friday here. Now, you know, I don't feel like you're working right away. I feel like that you're working more towards the end of the month. But, you know, it looks like, I don't know why there would be a, there, it looks like there's a week between the time that they offer you this position and then a week before you go to work. I don't know why that would be there. But, you know, I would say that that's about what's about to happen here. But you should hear something about Thursday or Friday. And this is a good move for you. It was time for you to leave where you were going. I mean, where you were. And so, you know, in some ways I feel like that you were never supposed to leave where you were. And so this is like a spirit getting you back in place where you need to be at the moment in your life. I don't know if any of that makes sense to you, but I definitely see you going back to work. I would say, you know, like I said, working, physically working, I would say in a couple weeks. Actually, you should hear from them by the end of this week. Okay?
Oh, thank you, God. Yeah, it all makes sense when you say that, because I know we're supposed to really be aware of when one door closes, you know, another one opens.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of times I think that what we do in our lives, we get a little frustrated where we are, and so we make steps. You know, we got choices too. And I think that sometimes we make steps thinking, hey, you know, I'm helping myself, when we really aren't helping ourselves. and so I think that this is a return. There's somebody at the old workplace that you're supposed to impact their life. And I really feel like that spirit's putting you back there to do that. And so just be open to that and see the amazing things that are about to happen for you, okay?
Let me pull
a card really quick for you, okay? I love this card. It's the blessing card. And Spirit is getting ready to bless you. Just pour out blessings. The rest of the year for you looks awesome. So let's not create any problems. Let's just only see blessings, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Happy Monday. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'm not going to try to say your name. I'm not really good at names sometimes. 323, let's say hi to you, and you can say your name for me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hi.
Hi. Can you say your name?
Yvette.
Okay. All right. I was going to say that, but I just wasn't brave enough to step out. So go
That's
ahead.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
So I spoke with you last week about a guy.
Okay.
And you suggested that I ask him out.
Uh-huh.
But instead, I did go up to him and I spoke with him, and I just was really introducing myself and just wanting him to know that we never really have time to chat. But I was just coming to say hi, and we kind of chatted a little bit. And
right.
I just, without asking him out, I just put it in his court, and I just wanted
okay.
to know what you were getting.
Okay, I feel like that you missed an opportunity, but that's okay. That's all right. And because I believe that he will step up here now and ask you out. So that's a good thing. And maybe he's a little old-fashioned, and maybe that's better for him. And so maybe in the long run, this worked out better. So for him anyhow. And so I do feel like that you should be going out with him. You're getting ready to ask me when. I would say it looks like to me towards the end of the month. I just feel like that he's just got a full plate. I just feel like that he's just got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now on a personal level. He just doesn't
right.
have time. He just doesn't have time to breathe at times. Does
okay.
that make any sense? Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And so, you know, the one thing that I would do is just let him have some breathing space here.
Cool. I'm
yeah,
cool.
And,
I'm fine.
But he will. I feel like that he will definitely have some time here. Maybe there's a break. I feel like that he's going to have a break here, where he can actually have some fun, and I think that he'll ask you out at that moment. Okay.
Can I ask you what he was thinking when I went up to him?
Well, he wasn't really thinking anything. I think he got caught off guard, but like I said, he's just got a whole bunch of stuff on his plate that his mind half the time is not even here. It's focused on, you know, he is always
work.
Thinking, yeah, he's always thinking the next step, especially where it's work. He's always work focused.
And so,
but he knows that you talked to him. But it just caught him off guard because he was thinking all about, you know, the next day. He wasn't even in this now moment. He's hardly ever in the now moment. He's always thinking about tomorrow. We got to get him in the now moment so he can ask you out. I do feel like that, you know, he really is interested in you. Like I said, right now he's just got a full plate. Okay?
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, I definitely do see you getting way out with him. You know, just give him some time. He's just got a full plate. A lot of people have full plates right now. Just got to give him some room to breathe. Holly! Oh, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy, happy Monday. How can I help you?
On one time you said I was going to California on vacation, like, to meet somebody, and then I did meet this guy, but... Is that the right guy, or is there someone else coming?
Okay, good question. Let's see. Okay, I feel like that the guy... Okay, immediately on this, Holly, I feel like that the guy that you met is going to be a good friend. Is there going to be something romantic with this guy? Not so sure about that, okay? But I do feel like that it's going to be a really solid friendship. There's a possibility, I will tell you, there's a potential... That could work into something romantic. But he's got hurt in the last relationship. You've got hurt in the last relationship. Both of you are a little broken at the moment, so we don't want to put two broken pieces together. But the one thing that I do see is that both of you are going to be healing. So that's a potential, okay? I will tell you that there is somebody else coming into your path, though, that looks more like that romantic spark to me, but I don't really see it coming from California. I feel like that they're in the area where you are, but I wouldn't see them coming into play here until it looks like about November, December.
Weird.
But you gotta do some healing, okay? November.
I've heard that for a year now.
I know. Hey, you know, it takes a while, you know. And you're doing good. Hey, I will tell you, Spirit's proud of you. You've come a long ways. Yes, you've come a long ways. But there is still something.
But how would I meet somebody here? Because I'm moving to California next week.
You're moving to California?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Okay, hold on.
It's okay.
I didn't see this move. That sort of caught me off guard. Okay, maybe I'm seeing that you're meeting somebody from there in California. I don't know, because I feel like that the person that you're going to meet is from that area where you are. So, maybe they're in, you know, so maybe they're getting ready to move to California as well. I don't know, but I just keep seeing that the person you're going to meet is from that state, but it's not somebody you know. It's not...
Oh, good.
It's not a past person. Okay, let's not get scared here. Okay, it's not a stalker that's going to be following you. All right, but congratulations on your move, and I only see good
Thank
things
you.
For you. Okay, all right, I appreciate Thanks. You calling in, and hopefully that helps. Let me pull a card really quick, really quick here. Emerging, everything's coming together right now. The one thing that you need to do is you need to forgive. That's the only thing holding a lot of stuff away from you right now, Holly, is you need to forgive your ex-husband.
Oh, I thought I did. Even yesterday we said we hope each of us meet somebody new and move on.
Yeah, but you might just look at that, okay? I feel there might be a little bit of lingering stuff. Just look at that really close. But things are coming together, and I'm excited for you, and hopefully it helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let me let the psychic guy take a... Oh, I'm going to actually take a drink. All right, hold on. Water does the body good. All right, let's talk to 203. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi,
Hello.
Hello. Hi, could you say your name for me, please?
Shante.
Okay, could you say your name one more time?
Shante.
Okay, thank you. All right. I just need to tap into your energy. How can I help you today?
Well, I've been, like, having dreams about this guy because I'm trying to get an answer. But my dreams told me two different views, so now I'm confused. I felt like we have a connection that's, like, going to go somewhere later down the road, and I just need help with that because my dreams have given me two different views.
Okay. All right. First of all, your mind is trying to convince you that this is not going to work out. As a seer, I'm going to tell you it is going to work out. The reason I'm going to tell you that is because my spirit guide's telling me to tell you that, okay? Plus, I got a card in front of me that says divine guidance. So everything's in divine timing, and you're manifesting this. You deserve to have love in your life. And and I really feel like that this is a solid guy. I really feel like that this is a good guy for you. So let's manifest that and see that. And I see a lot of harmony coming into play here. I'm pulling some cards. Oh, okay. This is the final card I want to play here. It's the romance card. So, hey, I got everything telling me green light here. And so let's not see any red lights, okay? I don't know why you're seeing both sides. I think some of that's probably coming from maybe some internal fears, maybe some past relationship stuff.
I have not been talking to him. Like, we know each other, but we never met up.
Oh, okay.
We never, stuff like that.
But I do feel like that you will. I do feel like that this, I mean, there's a reason that he's in your heart. I mean, you think about him all the time. And so there's a reason we feel that connection. And I feel like that this is a heart connection. So I'm going to say that this relationship will work out. Timing on this, it's going to be you stepping out and taking some steps towards him. That would be nice to start talking, okay? And so, but I do feel like that he will accept you, and I really feel like that he really, really, really cares about you. He's just waiting for you to step towards him a little bit, okay?
I mean, I have been. Like today, like I've been in the past, I've been writing out to him, but he hasn't written.
He hasn't acknowledged. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and today I sent him happy birthday, and I didn't even get a thank you or anything yet.
Okay, let me see, because I keep feeling everything's okay with this. Let me see why he's not. I don't know. I don't know why he's not responding to you. Because I really feel like that he cares about you. This is what's confusing to me. Hold on for just a second. No wonder you're having some dreams that are confusing. Because now I'm confused. Okay, hold on for a minute. I got some confusing energy that just popped in here. Let me see what's going on. I just feel like that he unfortunately, I would tell you, there are guys out there, from a guy point of view, that just have a hard time expressing how they really feel about people, and they don't know. Some people just don't know how to respond. I will tell you, some people just don't know how to respond to other people. And I think that he's one of them. So you're just going to have to help him learn how to communicate with you and stuff like that. But, you know, I will definitely stay with my first call on this, and I'm going to say that this is an okay relationship. He's just going to have to come around, and you're just going to have to be really patient with him. He just does not know how to be in touch with his emotions and how to communicate very well. You know, that's all that's wrong with this relationship. If you want to stick with that, you know, that's totally up to you. But that's what I'm seeing right now, and hopefully that helps you, okay?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. I got to move on. All right. All right. Let's talk to Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am super duper. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. How can I help?
What I'd like to do is kind of connect up with somebody who just passed over.
Okay, was this in the last month?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think I have their energy, but go ahead. What do you want to know? I mean, do you just want to try to hear from them, or?
Yeah, I just kind of want to hear from him and know if he's got any messages for me to pass on.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions on this. All I want from you is please yes or no's. No feeding me information, okay?
Okay.
Just yes or no's. Okay, was this an accident? Because I keep seeing accident around you. Was this an accident?
No.
Okay. Then I got a spirit coming through here. Who would be the spirit that would be connecting with a car accident? Do you know anybody on the other side that went through a car accident? Because I got a spirit on a car with a car.
Oh, okay. That would be somebody different. Yes.
Okay.
And that would be a female, and she was actually shot in her car.
Okay.
So I fed
you
information.
Yeah, you fed me information, but that's all right. So, hey, I won't repeat it back to you, but yeah, you're supposed to answer yes or no. All right. Because it was like a car. I just saw somebody in a car. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the person that we first had that was coming through, now, his passing was it like drawn out? Because he's saying it was like sort of drawn out a little bit. It was like...
I think it was for him, but he did go fast at the end. But he's been sick for like the last 3-4 years,
because I just feel like that he just was not himself for a while. You know, there was just some things going on with him. He wants me to tell you that he's okay and that he's happy. He's making a reference to a woman. Now, was he married? Because I keep seeing he keeps making a reference to a wife.
Yes.
Because he's wanting to pass on. Now, is she really having a hard time with this? Because he's concerned about her.
Yeah, I think so. He's got 4 daughters, a son, and a wife, and I've just been worried about his wife, and that's kind of what he is too.
That's why he's popping in here because he's concerned about her. Do you know if she's taking any kind of medication? Because he keeps showing me medication bottles.
Possibly. I would say, but possibly, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know that for sure, but
I'm thinking that
to deal with everything, I know his daughters had to be on something, and I think that his wife is probably as well.
Right, yeah, because they're just overwhelmed emotionally. They're just really having a hard time with this. The only thing that he really wants to pass on to them and even to you is that he's okay, you know, and he's happy now, and he's not in any pain. And so he's just wanting to reference that to them and say, you know, that he's always with them. If you talk to his wife, she could possibly tell you that she can feel him sitting on the bed at times. He'll sit there, and she'll feel something. Because right now they're all feeling very left alone. They're feeling abandoned in some ways, and that's sort of normal feelings, you know, with people when they go through this, especially when it was, you know, sort of expected but not expected. It's like it went really fast.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened here. Can she, if I mention this to her, that he's sitting on her bed at night, will she know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she will know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she'll admit it, but she'll know what you're talking about. But yeah, so if you get this, if you get this eyeball, you know, her eyeballs pop out of her head moment, she'll know that you are talking about that, but she just doesn't mention it. She doesn't really talk about it too much.
I think great sadness from her. Just great sadness.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when you and I started talking about it, I just started crying.
Yeah, she's just really sad, and she should be okay. You know, here in a few weeks here, that she'll start coming out of this dark place that she's in right now. He's making a reference to a picture of them together, that's either in that bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying that for her to remember the happy moments, not to remember the sick moments, not to remember him sick, to remember him healthy. And so that's all I got to say at this moment. I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You helped a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on a little bit here, because I still got a lot of callers and still running down on time here. Let's go ahead and talk to Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help you really quick?
I did what you suggested, and I did meditate after I spoke with you yesterday, and it was very helpful. All I got was just patience and let everything unfold.
Right. It's funny. I pulled two cards for you. One of them is the meditation card, and the other one is the healing card. Because, you know, not just with yesterday, but I think really not right now, Susie, and I would say this to everybody listening to us, you know, meditation is really the key right now on our spiritual journey. And and so what I would do is really go into that, you know, give yourself, you know, sometime during your day, that time of meditation, just you and spirit. You know, we just don't give spirit enough time. And there's definitely a lot of healing taking place right now. And that is the answer. Just be patient. Things are unfolding. You know, like I said, you know, many times on this with you, they're unfolding on divine timing, which is not always Susie's timing. Okay? So,
yeah, exactly.
But they are unfolding according to divine time, okay?
Yeah, in conversation, though, he mentions the other person, and
right.
That's where I just go, like, low. I get low.
Right. Just remember, right now, you just have a friendship, okay?
Right.
And you're there as a friend, okay? We
right.
talked about this. So, you know, of course he's going to be talking about other people. He's going to be talking about the life he has right now. But that does
mm-hmm.
not mean anything except that he's talking about it. And so,
okay.
you know, so don't.
It's not like he's purposely trying to make me just keep
no.
reminding
and,
me.
And, okay. and the thing, well, the thing is what I would do here is just be sure that you're looking at this as a friendship. And otherwise, if you have expectations, you're going to be disappointed. So just see it as
right.
a friendship for right now. And see how it unfolds, okay?
Okay, Michael. You have
all
a
right.
blessed day, and thanks so much for being there.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I love
right.
you. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Keisha. Okay, hold on, everybody. I almost said... Okay, let's go ahead. Keisha, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hopefully I said your name right. How can I help you?
Yeah, you... I had some questions. I kind of have an ex, and he won't leave my life alone. Like, he's in my finances. He's just, do you ever see him, like, leaving me alone?
Only when you tell him to leave you alone. Come on, you got...
I've told him,
yeah.
I've told him a million times.
Okay, you got, okay, then I would take some, you got a lawyer. I take some steps here. Because, you know, if he just, there are just some people that can't take no for no. You know, they just don't
right.
understand. They don't understand no. And I think that he is one of those people. That's why I think a lot of, there's a reason why there's an X there. And I think a lot of it.
Thank
is
you.
Like,
you're good.
Yeah, I just think that he's just a power hungry guy. And you know, he just likes to control not just you, but everybody. And
yeah.
And while he controls everybody else, then he doesn't have to look at himself because he just needs to work on some stuff. I mean, this guy's a little out there. And so, so I would just say, you know, I don't want you in my stuff.
I think he believes that we're going to get back together or something.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's a little bit delusional right now. But yeah, cause that ain't going to happen and that shouldn't happen. And so, and you know that, so that's a good thing. But yeah, no, there's no going back. You don't want to go back into that.
No.
And so what I would do is just, you know, be really gentle here, but, you know, I would just start taking back my power. And, you know, there's ways of him not being involved in your finances. You can change some of that stuff. You know, I would just really start gently pushing him away and, you know, just take some steps.
Chick, I moved across town. He found out where I lived at. You know, I told him I'm going to get PSAs on him. He won't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to talk to an attorney and see what legally you can do here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And I'm sorry you're going through that right now, but, you know, Spirit's with you and watching over you. There is somebody coming else into your path, looks like next year.
Okay, all right.
All right. All right, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, appreciate calling in. Let's talk to... Let's actually say hi to Brad. Brad, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Good. I've been having, you know, a lot of thoughts about a friend of mine that's passed quite some time ago, and was just wondering if that friend is trying to tell me something or just wants me to know he's around. So.
I just think that, okay, why would I be seeing, I'm really concerned with money right now with you, and it looks like work related. I don't know why I'm seeing this. Is that making any sense to you? Why would I see that all of a sudden?
Well, I'm in finance, in
accounting. Okay.
We've been working on a really, really big deal, so
yeah,
it's been
that's probably why
pretty stressful.
Money. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, when I started talking to you, it's really funny, Brad. As soon as I started talking to you, I just saw you surrounded with money. And I was like,
yeah, it's nothing, nothing personal. It's just what I do every day. So.
Yeah, cause I was like, okay, this guy's either in banking or, you know, he has lots of money. But
that's not the case. So.
Yeah, you know, but money is coming your way. I do see that. I think that the only reason I will tell you that I don't really have a strong connection with the person on the other side. I will tell you that. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. But I do feel their energy. And the only thing that I can really get from them is that you just need to be you. I don't know what that means to you, but that's all I'm really getting. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I be hearing that?
Well, that's interesting.
Because
I guess I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, because I just feel like that right now, because of all the stress, I feel like that you're on the verge of maybe, you know, really pay attention to this deal. I think that there's a concern here, okay? Because my stomach just got that little pit in it that I get sometimes when I'm like, okay, something's wrong. And so pay really close attention to this deal.
Okay.
Because there is something that could backfire here. And so just really be careful here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and so, but I see things moving forward for you, so keep moving forward, all right? And I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye, Brad.
Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Tracy really quick here. Okay, Brad, if you're still listening to me, I'm going to ask a question. And if this fits with the person that we were just talking about, I want you to call back in. So, Brad, if you're listening to the show, please listen to me very carefully. I'm going to ask a question because I just got something. Or this could be somebody else on the switchboard. So I want everybody to listen to what I'm about to say. Because all of a sudden, I'm getting a spirit that came in here, and this is from a stomach problem. It's something around the stomach. I'm not a medical person. I don't know what's all in there. But they had either really stomach issues. They could have had stomach cancer or something like that because I see like a mass. Something with their stomach. They could not digest their food well. Something food related. So if this is making sense to you, you can call me at 347-327-9316, or you might tell me, you might already be on my switchboard. Let's see. Have I talked to Trace? Let's talk to Darlene. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
How can I help you?
Yes. Can you just give me any message from Spirit concerning really whatever comes up as far as either finance or romance?
Okay. All right. The very first card, and let's talk about romance, okay?
Uh-huh.
The very first card I popped up here is the intention card. So put your intent out there. What do you want? What do you want to have coming into your life? It's all about our intent. I do feel like that there is somebody popping into your path here. And I got the dream card. And as I got the dream card, there is something that you've always wanted to do. This is like travel. Is there a certain place that you've always wanted to go? Because I just see, I pulled the dream card, and then all of a sudden I saw travel. I saw like a trip. Is there always been like a certain place that you've always wanted to go to or a connection to a certain place? Because I feel like
you You know, I love Paris and France and stuff like that. I have been there.
Yeah, because I just feel like that there's a very strong connection there. Because I saw, like, the Eiffel Tower. I saw things like that that would remind me.
I feel that, too.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And there's, like, a past life there. There is, like, a huge connection there. It's like a – and talking about romance, because it feels like the person coming back into your life connects with that to me. Because with that coming up, and we were talking about romance and stuff, you know, I just feel like that there was like a tragedy that separated you guys that happened in Paris. I don't know exactly what that was, but, you know,
in a past life.
And I feel like that the person coming into your life probably looks like more to me at the end of next year. I just feel like that is going to be a reconnection here. And so just be open to that, okay? And hopefully that helps you today. I appreciate you calling
in.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to... Okay. Hold on for just a second. Because I have a spirit with me, and I'm trying to make a connection here. And I'm just going to... Something about breathing. I just feel like... and it's the same person. It's the same person that's having a stomach problem or whatever. It just feels like that I can't catch my breath. It's like... I can't hardly breathe. I'm just like... just cannot breathe, so I don't know. If that's making any sense to you, please call me. Let's try to make a connection here. 928, hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm wondering if Craig is going to re-enter my life, like, anytime soon.
Looks like 4 months. Let's see where Spirit's counting. Let's see if Spirit's counting this month. Sometimes it'll count, you know, different than we count. Let me be sure what they're counting, okay? I'm going to say by September, if not sooner.
Okay.
I feel that this could be sooner, but I'm gonna stay with September. I'm not comfortable moving away from them, but I'm hoping that it could be sooner. I'm feeling like it possibly be sooner, but right now, as a seer, and with you asking the question, I'm going to stick with September on this, okay? I do feel like that this can work out into a long-term relationship, okay?
We're actually just friends. Like, it's not a relationship type of thing. The last time we spoke, it was sort of like I told him to leave me alone because his girlfriend, she really doesn't like me and stuff, and she harassed me a lot, and I was trying to explain to her that we were just really good friends.
Okay.
And right now I'm just thinking, like, is he okay? Like, how's he doing and things like that, so.
Yeah, he's doing okay with that. I think that what I'm going to ask you to do and what I think that Spirit wants you to do is, because if I said a romance, I don't know if I said romance, but I did say a long-term relationship. You know, I would really examine how you feel because I saw a spark here, and maybe, you know, maybe I could be off, but I see a spark with you, and I see a spark with him, and, you know, maybe
or
she's feeling that.
Or could it like a long-term relationship as in friendship?
I don't know. I mean, I'm having a really hard time with this. But the one thing I will tell you, there is a spark, and she's feeling a very strong connection, and maybe she's misinterpreting this as, you know, she is misinterpreting this as a romance, okay? And so she needs to deal with this, but I do feel like that he will always be a part of your life, if, you know, in whatever part that plays, okay? But I would really look at the feelings that when you're around him, because she's picking up something. And it's just the energy with you two, because you guys are really close, and she just doesn't understand that, because he's not as close with her as he is with you, and she's a little jealous, okay? But that's
okay.
All I'm seeing right now. Okay, I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to my good friend in Canada, June. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. I have bad days and good days. What I'd like to like for you to see for me, sweetheart, today is, can you see the angel certified certificate arriving, or is there something missing that I need to do?
Okay, I feel like that it's lost.
So what must I do?
Yeah, let me see here, okay? Because I just feel like it's lost.
Hmm.
Let me see what I can see on this, okay? Just hold on for just a second. Because it looks like... Yeah, because it looks like it's in, like, a postal place, and it's just got shuffled in the wrong place. And I feel like that they're going to see this finally. And it will get to you, but right now, it's lost.
Well,
there's not much you can do.
I'll just manifest it and see it coming at my door. How
yeah,
about
just,
that?
Yeah, just manifest that, yeah. Because right now, what happened is I think the mail person picked it up and then dropped it, and then it got shuffled. You know, you got distracted or something. But I do feel like it will get there. I'm going to say... Looks like to me at least by next week.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, June. All right. Bye-bye.
You have a wonderful day, sweetheart. I love you.
I will. I love you too. All right.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste. All right. Yeah. It's okay to say you love you. All right. Let's go ahead and wait for a minute while Rose talks to whoever is up ahead here. While she's doing that, I want to just talk a little bit about who you truly are and how do we get into that. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, I think a lot of times, have you ever felt this way? Maybe you haven't ever felt this way, but I feel this way sometimes. I mean, at least used to. And, you know, I think that, you know, what happens is that we just feel lost. It feels like that we're always looking for something. You know, like we always need something. And have you ever felt like that? Maybe you've never felt like that. But, you know, I will tell you that everything that we will ever need or ever would want is right there inside of us, just waiting for us to tap into it. We are divine beings, housed in human form at the moment. And I think that sometimes we get wrapped up, we identify too much a lot of times with the human part of us and not enough with the divine part of us. I'm just talking. Maybe that's not even fitting you. If it doesn't fit you, don't put it on. But... You know, the one thing, I just feel that sometimes. I just feel like that we're always looking outside of ourselves, looking at this or that or whatever, and thinking that that's going to make us happy. And the only thing that truly can make us happy is the thing that we already have, which is the spirit within us. We just have to tap into that. We just have to move into that place of happiness. And how we do that is through meditation, by you know, coming to shows like this, going to other spiritual shows, feeding our spirit. Do you know that? Okay, let's just talk about that for a second. Let's use this as an example. Okay. I have a dog. My dog's name is Angel. Okay. And it definitely fits her because she really did help me through a very difficult time in my life. And I believe in a lot of ways, she's the only thing that really got me through that. But if I didn't feed her, she's not going to grow. And it's like our spirit self, we have to feed it. We have to tap into it. It's like a lot of you listening to me right now can do what I'm doing right now. A lot of you can read cards. A lot of you can do amazing healing work. A lot of you listening to my voice right now have a lot of spiritual books inside of you that need to come out. But none of that's going to happen if you do not tap into the spirit within you. And it's like a muscle. You know, I can't expect, you know, to have a flat stomach if I don't do the exercises that could get me that. And if I don't eat the right way, and if I don't do the things that I need to do to take care of myself and to make that muscle work, that muscle's not going to work very well. Following what I'm saying? So we got to have spirit working in us. You know, there's a song that I used to sing when I was in church that talked about, you know, working on the inside, changing the outside. Because that's where it truly starts. It starts truly inside of us. Working on the inside will change the outside. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to, looks like probably my last call of the day, actually. But right now, let's go ahead and say hi to Anne-Marie. Hello.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm going to give you confirmation again.
Okay.
About a move that you said for me, and it came to fruition last Monday.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you for
the feedback. How can I help?
Always. You gave me confirmation. I'm the shaman's mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the shaman mom. Hey, maybe
the
that's
shaman
how
mom.
Maybe that's how Rose should put you on my switchboard, the shaman mom. So I don't know, but yeah, go
shaman
ahead.
Shaman mom.
Shaman mom. But yeah, how's your son doing, by the way? How's your son?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He took a little hiatus. Remember, he had Stephen Austin on, and he was so on point, and took a little break because, you know, he just, you get burned out when you give of yourself. You know, you're doing this healing work, and
I can totally understand that, but yeah, I can relate.
Yeah.
But how can I help you today? Do you got a question that I can help with?
Well, I gave you confirmation. My daughter got in touch with me. You were right about that. She hasn't spoken to me since my middle child passed away, and you said she'd be calling. That came to fruition, and I gave you you had prayed for me about this mask growing behind my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Now, the new report was just showing the top of my head, not the orbits. So I'm still thanking God for my healing. I'm still, thanking God for my perfect health. But I do have to go forward with the biopsy on Wednesday.
Okay. And you're concerned about this?
Well, the first report was in November, and that I didn't even know anything about having a mass. They just did an extensive CT scan of my brain,
right.
And they said there was a mass. I found that out in like March, the report was sent to my doctor, my family doctor, in March, and then I went to the ophthalmologist May 5th, and they said, there's this mass growing behind your eyes. And I called, and you prayed for me, and I've been thanking God for my healing. They did another scan May 16th, but it was for a different reason, and that was more the axial plane. And so the report was sent to my eye doctor, and they called me up and said, no, you know, it didn't show the orbits of the eye, so they want to go ahead with the biopsy. But I'm just asking for prayers it's either gone or it's benign or it's, a miracle.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Right. Yeah, well, I believe in a spirit that can perform miracles, that's for sure. Because I've seen it in so many people. In situations where, that they just really didn't look like it. Well, I got one of those examples right in the house, with my mom, because my mom was really sick one time, and the doctors had said that we weren't going to, she was going to come out. I don't know if, hold on, I'm going to close your mic, because I'm getting a lot of feedback all of a sudden. I don't know if you can still hear me, but I got to close that mic, because I was distracted. Hopefully you can still hear me. I was just getting a lot of feedback. The one thing that I would tell you is I do definitely believe in miracles. I definitely, I'm going to say, with everything inside of me, and I'm just medical intuitive, I got to put a disclaimer out this moment, that I just don't, I don't know anything about medicine. I don't know anything about the body. I can just tell you what spirit is showing me. And what spirit is showing me is that I don't see cancer. I just don't see it. And I would be totally shocked if you called me and told me that you had cancer. I just don't see it. What this mass is, I don't know. I will tell you honestly, I don't know what it is. I would be totally shocked if this is cancer, and I just don't see it. So hopefully that helps you. And I do appreciate you calling in, and please tell your son I said hi, and that we'll be sending him prayers as well. But I do appreciate you calling in. All right. Let me check to see Rose King. Can you check 916 for me, please? Thank you. All right. Let's talk about miracles for a minute. What is a miracle for one thing? We look at the word miracle, but what is that? I think that a lot of times we have a misconception what a miracle is. A miracle to me, anyhow, is just this huge unexpected thing and that nobody thought could happen, and then it happens. That's what I believe is a miracle. Like I said, it's like with my mom. A lot of you have heard me tell this story. A few years ago, my mom fell in the house, and I was here, and I had just left for just a minute because I had a reading to do. At that time, I was reading in a shop, and I had a reading to do, and I told her not to get up. When I came back, she was laying in the floor. She had fell. I called the... I felt immediately that she had a broken back. I tried to help. I touched her, and as soon as I touched her, I felt broken back. And so I didn't try lifting her up. I called the emergency people to come to get her. Long story short, they did find a broken back finally when she was in surgery. The doctors told us that there was a good chance when she was in surgery, they pulled us in the little room. I don't like those little rooms in the hospital. I just don't like them. And they pulled us in there as a family and told us, the surgeon was just up front with us and said, hey, you know what? I would be prepared that she's not going to make it. The only thing that I know to do is to go to the spirit within me. And so I left the little room. I went downstairs. I went outside of the hospital and was going to go down to the chapel, but the chapel was being used. So I went outside. As soon as I stepped outside, I could feel an angel. And this angel, I was crying, of course, and this angel said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "Because my mom's going to die." And the angel said, "No. Who told you that?" And I said, "The doctors." And, you know, the angel said, "You know, we have final say." Long story short, my mom is alive and well. Well, maybe not totally well, but she's alive. And I believe that spirit also can make her well, if that's spirit's choice. You know, the one thing that I had to really learn in life, especially where it's concerning my parents, is especially with their health issues right now. And I think I'm going to write a book about this because I think that it would really help people, is how to deal with aging parents. You know, both of my parents have Parkinson's. Both of them have, you know, issues right now. And as a caregiver, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And so you might just remember me in your prayers. A lot of the stress that I get is a lot of that. And so, but the one thing I will tell you is what we have to do is realize that a lot of times, and this is one thing I had to come to conclusion with my mom, with a lot of the stuff that my mom's gone through in her life, is why does she have to go through this? And it's to help her be the spiritual being that she is. I mean, we don't understand that. We don't get it sometimes. But, you know, one thing that I looked at is a lot of the stuff that she's going through is because it will help her go into a higher vibration. And we just have to trust that and believe that. I just don't get it all the time, but that's just how spirit works. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Diane, and you are my last call. Rose, I'm not taking any more calls. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I kept getting a nudge. Check to see if Michael's on the phone for like 5 minutes, and finally I'm like, okay. They weren't stopping. They weren't letting me just wait
well,
5 minutes or wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Because, you know, spirit, you gotta, come on. They're like telling me, like, why did it take her so long? I was like, I don't know, you gotta talk to her. But you know, your spirit guide said, I thought I was gonna have to knock her out. So, but yeah, to get her attention. I was like, but you know, but no, the one thing, I really feel like the spirit wants me to give you a message. And so let me pull some cards here really quick, on, because there's a reason you called in. Body care, right now, I just feel like that you really need to pay attention to your body. I just feel like that a lot of this travel, a lot of the stress, a lot of the stuff is taking a little bit of toll on your body. So the one thing that I would tell you and the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is rest. You know, watch what you're eating. You know, be sure you're eating. Okay, because I just get sometimes that you're skipping some meals. And does that make any sense to you? Because I just feel like they really want you to focus on what you're eating. And so, and just take that rest. You know, just take a break here and there. And just don't be so hard on yourself. Meditation definitely is a key here. A lot of emotional healing. I really feel like that with your aunt, I just feel like that there's going to be some healing that takes place here. And it's all in divine guidance. So definitely just trust the spirit within you that things are going to be working out. Okay. There's a guy that's coming into your path by the end of the week. I don't know why exactly, but there's a guy coming into your path. I feel like that he's going to help you with some finances. Cause I keep seeing like an envelope that he hands you. So I'm assuming there's money in there. But definitely towards the end of the week, I'd say probably more Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had some amazing healings though with that body thing. You know, I had high blood pressure since I was 30 years old, and I only weighed 125, so it was
right.
not weight. It was genetic. It was diabetes.
Yeah.
But I didn't really turn into a diabetic until after 50. But
right.
at 25, I don't have high blood pressure anymore. And I've been checking it, and I'm like, wow, how did that happen? Wow, because I never had a bottom number between 60 and 70. It's always been between 90 and 100. And taking 5 pills a day and still being high. I have normal blood pressure. The top number's a little high, but that's because I'm older and my arteries probably need cleaning. But the bottom
right.
number has never been this low before without medicine. So, yeah, I've paid attention to my body, and I've accepted healing.
That,
I'm
yeah,
accepting
and,
healing
and,
for diabetes, too.
Yeah, yeah, and you are. I mean, I just, you know, I just see you getting better and better and better. And so you got to see yourself doing that, which you are, and you believe in miracles, which is awesome. And so you're doing everything good, you're doing everything right, and I definitely keep seeing the person handing you, I've seen this 3 times now, I keep seeing this
I know,
man.
You keep saying it's going to happen next week.
Yeah, it's going to happen Friday, I'm going to say Friday, I see this guy handing you an envelope, so I'm going to go with Friday. I could
right.
be off and I could be wrong, I mean, I'm not perfect, but... I'm gonna say Friday. Everything inside of me is telling me Friday.
Okay, I'll let you know.
All right,
thank
let
you.
Me know. All right. Appreciate you. Thanks. Bye bye.
All right.
Rose Spirit told me to for us to check 954. Can you do that for me, please? Check 954. So see who that is. Rose, maybe Rose stepped away from the phone. I don't know. Maybe she's not listening to me. Let's go ahead and just me click on it and say hi. Hello.
Michael?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, it's Charlene again. I was just wondering, I was thinking about the stomach and the breathing, and I was wondering if that was my uncle. He has only one kidney that's not working that well, and he is short of breath. Could that be the person that you picked up?
Okay, now, is he passed?
No.
Okay, no, this is somebody that's passed with us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I do appreciate you calling in. As far as he's concerned, I will tell you that immediately I feel transition energy around him, so there's a possibility of a passing here. I would say more possible here, looks like towards the end of the year.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that, you know, the way I pray is, you know, we just want the higher good of this person.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how I pray. But right now I would tell you that there is, as a seer, there are just certain things that I see that I identify with as transitional energy. And I'm seeing a lot of that around him, okay? So
What's transitional energy?
Excuse me?
What's transitional energy?
Transitional energy, good question. I always just say that, and nobody's ever asked me that. Transitional energy just means what I see when... transition is when, like, somebody passes. That's what I call that, because... I don't believe in anything called death. I just believe that we go into a different life form. So we make a
right.
transition into that
okay.
different life form. So that's what transitional energy means. There are certain
okay.
things that I see that tells me that that's possibly happening. A lot of those those things that I see are like loved ones, you know,
that
that are on the other side, that are around him. I can feel that energy. Then there's like this light that I see. Around them, usually it's like a white light that I see, and to me that's that, you know, people are always talking about the people that had near death experience and stuff, always talk about a light they see that,
right.
And so that's what I see, and a lot of that light I feel like is our angels, and so those are what that's what I mean by transitional energy. And so I appreciate you asking the question so we could answer that and get that out on there so people would know what I'm talking about. So hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay.
All right. Rose, I know that I said that we're done, but can you check let's try 612, and this is going to be the last call. But could you check 612 for me, Rose, if you're around? All right. And then we'll see if Rose is going to do that. She might not be around. Let's go ahead and let me just say hi. Hi, 612.
Hello, this is Mary calling.
Hi, Mary. How can I help you?
Do you connect to someone specifically in spirit, or do you just see who comes through?
I try to see who comes through, and sometimes that's who you're wanting to come through. But I also will tell you that I'm really tired. I've been reading for a while here. So I'm not really picking up anything on the other side at the moment. I'm sorry. I'm just tired.
That's okay. We all wear out at times.
Yeah, because I've just, you know, plus I got some readings to do right after the program here. Do you got a question that I can help you with? I could probably do that.
Yeah, I would love to see.
Okay, hold on for just a second, because as soon as I said that, I have a woman that pushed through. I'm going to ask you a couple questions on this, okay?
Okay.
Please only answer yes or no. Do not feed me information. Is your mother in spirit?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Because the reason why I say that is because I had a woman that came in all immediately here after I was going to bypass this, and then that's what happens a lot of times. There was I felt like a push. You know, it's like, I want to talk sort of thing.
Good.
Yeah. Would that make sense? Because I didn't feel like that your mother loved to talk.
But she's really shy coming through. So I'm glad she can come through.
She's not shy anymore.
So, oh, good.
She's like, what? I'm not shy. I'm pushing through here. And she just wants me to tell you she loves you. And why would I see why would she be making a reference to Daisy? She might be, I mean, this could be a person named Daisy, a dog named Daisy, or just Daisies. But all of a sudden, I'm hearing Daisy.
My daughter has a friend named Daisy, but that would be the only reference I can think of.
The only connection, okay. Maybe she's using Daisy to get to your daughter. I don't know. I don't know. Because I keep seeing Daisy. I keep seeing flowers. That might come to you later.
Okay.
A lot of times it does. It might make sense to you later. But she's just telling me that she's around you, watching over you, always there. She's around your daughter a lot. Maybe that's why I'm picking that up. And also, is Daisy. Let's just focus on Daisy, your daughter's friend, for a minute. Because there's a reason that this came up. So let's just see if everything's okay with Daisy and your daughter and all that, because there's a reason why that she brought that up. And so I need to see why, okay? So I'm going to clap for just a second, because there's a reason she's making this connection. I don't know. Your daughter relies upon Daisy a little bit here, which is good, I guess. I don't see any problems, so... we're not going to create a problem where there's not a problem. But you know, the one thing I would tell you is, you know, she's just around you a lot. Pay attention. She's doing little signs. She's making a reference to some weird noises. Has there been noises going on? Like, that's like a banging door or something, a banging noise.
Yeah, there's been a weird banging noise. I keep saying, where is that coming from? I can't figure out where it's coming from.
Okay, that's her trying to get your attention, so pay attention to that.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's a banging. Yeah, and that's what I couldn't figure out either. I was like, okay, what is, because I thought, where is this coming from? It's like it's just there. And,
me too, because I can't logically think of where it could be coming from.
Yeah,
so that's
no
very
logic
interesting.
There's no logic in this, because this is paranormal. There is no logic in paranormal stuff. And so... And we try to wrap our brains, and this is where we get in trouble sometimes. I think that we try to wrap our brain around spiritual stuff, and spiritual stuff is just spirit stuff. I mean, you know, and I think that's where we have problems. But with you, your mother just came in and said hi. She She loves you, and she's okay. She wants you to know that she's okay. I think you worry about that sometimes, but she's okay. Now, were you there when she passed?
I was.
Okay. Okay, because she's saying that she really appreciates you being right there on her by her side. She wants to make reference to that. It was like you guys were like buddies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we were very much so. We were friends.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she is not recognizing you as a daughter. She's saying that you're a buddy, which to me means a whole lot. I mean, it's just like a buddy. I mean, you know, she had to step in and correct you sometimes, of course, but she was a buddy to you, and
he
and
was,
so that, yeah, and that's awesome, and I'm glad that she brought that in. Hopefully that helps you, and I do appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you so much for that gift.
All right, no problem. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we are done, actually. I'm going to go off the air. I had, like I said earlier, I have a couple readings that I need to do. One of them starts here in about 30 minutes, so we're just going to go off air. But I do appreciate you being here today and listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And, I just thank you for just being you. That's all I would tell you today is just be you. Have a happy, 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 happy Monday. And, yeah, I know. I said happy, happy, happy. All right. Have a happy Monday. And, I just think that we're going to just have... yesterday it was sunny. I think, what was yesterday? Sunday, fun day? Yeah, Sunday, fun day. And so, happy, happy Monday today. I don't know what other days would be. I'm not sure if we're going to be on air tomorrow. I don't know yet. So pay attention to the show page. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that. Actually, you can do that today. And so it is www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. The website, www.spiritualtalkradio, is the official website for this program. And it's going to get a facelift. It's going to actually be gone for a little bit. But that is the official website for our show. But I'm going to be revamping that. But go check out my site, www.insightswithmichael.com. There's stuff over there that talks about the readings that I offer. Tells you how to book a reading with me. There's just a whole bunch of stuff over there. So go over and look at that. There's also the weekly card reading. I do a weekly card reading. It is over there on the website now. The only thing that's not there at the moment is the About page, but it's coming. And so just be waiting for it. So, all right. So I really don't think we're going to be on air tomorrow. Now, Wednesday, we will probably be on... Wednesday, it looks like to me at this moment in time, I'm going to say that we're going to be on at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Okay. Hold on. Pay attention to the show page because, yeah, I think Wednesday at 1 would work. I'm thinking I have some readings, but I have to check that. But I would say Wednesday at 1 o'clock. All right? So, continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my parents. Continue to pray for our planet. Continue to pray for each other. Just continue to pray, I guess. Prayer works. So just continue to pray it out there. All right? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened and all that stuff. It does work. Just doesn't always work in our timing, but it always works in divine timing. Okay. Follow me over on Twitter. You'll find a link to that right here on our Blog Talk show page. If you would like to get a hold of me by email, you can do that by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com, insightswithmichael@ymail.com, fill out the contact form on our website at www.insightswithmichael.com. Just a lot of ways to get hold of me, so you can do that. Rose, thank you so much for helping me today. I love you so much, and I appreciate your help so much. Rose is awesome. You know, just let her know how much you appreciate her. She makes a sacrifice to help me out, and I really appreciate her. It just makes it a whole lot easier for me. And, you know, Spirit, you know, I asked for somebody to come into my life that could help with my phones, because it just makes it really easy for me to be able to look at the switchboard and see names, and then I can say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you're on air with me, and makes it a lot more personal than me going 985 or whatever. So it just makes it a whole lot easier. All right. So have a great day. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And we're done. And I will talk to you Wednesday, as far as I know, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pay attention to the show page. Follow us is the best way to follow my show. I'm spirit-led. This whole program is spirit-led. From the music I play, from the times I'm on, it's all spirit-led. I never know what I'm going to say until I open my mouth. And so, pay attention to the show page. Follow us if you would like. And follow me over on Twitter. And I would love to do that. I do have a live event. Let's mention that really quick. I do have a live event coming up this Friday night at 7 p.m. right here in beautiful, wonderful Pittsburgh, Kansas, and where we are based. And so, so if you want to stop in and visit wonderful, beautiful Pittsburgh, Kansas, look us up on a map and get in your car and get here. Friday, 7 p.m., you can find information about events over on our website, www.insightswithmichael.com. You can find information over there. All right. Countdown is there. It's like 4 days away. I'm like all excited. So it's like Christmas to me. And I love connection. I love those events because I just love the unknown. And I just never know who's going to pop in. And it's like Christmas to me. It's like, woohoo. And so I get all excited. But that's okay. I think it's time for us to get excited about the spirit world. Don't you think so? I think so. I think it's exciting. You know, I think I'm a Pentecostal preacher right now because I said we were going to close, and I feel like that we just haven't closed yet. So let me say we're done, and let's close out. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and, you know, the preacher would always stand up there, and he would go, okay, I am now closing. You know, another hour later, and we finally closed. So I promise it won't be that long. We're getting ready to say goodbye to you. But go in beauty. Have a wonderful day. I love you. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And this is Psychic Medium Michael giving you a big, huge hug and saying, I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.